In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. After Jesus is baptized, he spends 40 days in the wilderness, praying and fasting, and preparing himself in his human nature for the work he will accomplish over the coming 3 years. And when these 40 days are completed, Jesus begins his public ministry. And the first words out of his mouth in this ministry are, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is a mighty and glorious invitation to all people that we might receive more abundant life. And it's a revelation to each of us in the simplest form possible on how we might receive that life. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I'd like for us to look at this phrase, this invitation, a bit this morning. And in considering the Savior's invitation, I'd like to look at the second part first. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. When Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is at hand, he does not mean the kingdom of heaven is arriving at some future date, or coming soon, or even it'll be here by sundown. At hand means the kingdom of heaven is already here. It's arrived. It's already begun. If I were to say that the time is at hand for us to leave, it means it's time to leave now, right? Not 10 minutes from now. If I'm hosting a party and someone says our guests are at hand, it doesn't mean our guests will be here in 10 minutes. That means they're currently coming in the front door, and the party's beginning. So when Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is at hand, he's saying it has arrived. And Jesus can say this in spite of the brokenness and the pains of this world, because the kingdom of heaven is, by definition, to be with Christ. Wherever Jesus Christ is, the kingdom of heaven is, regardless of circumstances. So Jesus is saying the kingdom of heaven is already here, therefore, repent. Repent. Well, what does the one have to do with the other? And what does it mean to repent because the kingdom of heaven is here? In English, repent can sometimes come across as rather harsh or negative. We may have images of a fundamentalist street preacher or TV evangelist yelling, "Repent, you sinner." Repent often carries a flavor of, "You're bad, shape up, do better," the spiritual equivalent of a drill sergeant saying, "Drop and give me 20. But in Greek, it is not so. It's actually a rather gentle term in Greek. And turning from sin is only one of many ways a person can repent. Repent is literally the call to change your perception. The word is metanoia, which means change your nous. Change the part of your mind, not so much that thinks, which is phronema, but change the part of your mind that perceives, that recognizes, the part that goes, "Oh, I see." Notice Jesus is not using repent here specifically about sin, but about recognizing that the kingdom of God has arrived. Jesus is inviting you to change your perception so that you can see that the kingdom of heaven has in fact come. And now the kingdom of heaven can be hard to see in this broken world, right? We have illness and division and chaos and violence and heartbreak and disasters, and betrayals and whatnot. There is such a lot of pain on the earth. So to be able to see the kingdom of heaven in the midst of all of that requires us to repent, to change our perception. Let me share a quick example. A person was walking down the street and came across two bricklayers hard at work. The person asked the first bricklayer, "What you doing?" And the first says, "What's it look like I'm doing? I'm laying bricks all day in the hot sun." So the person asks the second bricklayer, "What you doing?" And the second one's eyes light up and they say, "Ah, I'm building a glorious cathedral." Two people doing the exact same task, but one has repented Even though they're both toiling under the same hot sun, they're both tired, they're both sweaty, they both have the same boss, one has changed their perspective on something as simple as how they understand the project and their role in it. And their perception gave a life that the other ones didn't. Maybe I pass the same tree every day and never give it a thought. One day I repent. I change my perspective, and from that day forward, I don't just see a tree. I rejoice in the handiwork of God. It's a form of repentance of the most basic kind. The goal of repenting, at least in Orthodox theology, is not just to stop sinning. The goal of repenting is to see the kingdom of heaven, to see that the kingdom of God is here, to see that the kingdom of God is everywhere, to see that the kingdom of God is at hand. I repent first in order to change my perception, so I see God everywhere present and filling all things. Now, repentance will stop me from sinning, but not by me striving to do better on my own. Repentance stops me from sinning by changing my perception of everything around me, because when I see things differently, my thoughts and my behaviors naturally change with how I perceive. If I learn to see the kingdom of heaven in my neighbor or my relatives, it will change how I treat them. If I see the kingdom of God in my own body, it's going to change how I use it. If I can see the child of God in my arch nemesis, I may never agree with them. I may not even ever like them. But I can cultivate a more tender heart towards them. That's the kind of repentance Jesus is talking about here. If I can learn to see the kingdom of God in a difficult circumstance, like an illness or an atrocity or even death itself, it will completely change my perception of those things and how I approach them. And changing my perception will allow me to see the glory of God even in the very middle of times like these. And seeing the glory of God in all things and in all people will change my thoughts, change my behavior, and fill me with more abundant life. Repent is a common yet often misunderstood word. It does not mean shape up. It does not mean do better. It is a calling to me to change my perspective, to change my inner sight. And when Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," it's an invitation to set aside my old way of seeing life and to recognize that the divine presence is already here everywhere. Amen.